We're in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin in Betzias HaPas, and we are up to Sif Yudalid. We'll be doing Yudalid and Tes Vav. Im HaMesubim Rabim, if the people sitting down to eat are many, the Mishnah Berurah says many here means two or more. Gadol Shebekulam Botzea. So we're talking about not who is making the bracha necessarily, but the one who is breaking bread. Meaning it is better to go ahead and have one person break the bread for everybody else. And who does that? The Gadol. Gadol means the one who is more chashuv. This is all talking about where the balabayas is not there. If it's your home, then you go first. You're the one to break bread and then hand it out to everybody else. Hagos says the Ramah, v'imhin shavim, whereas what if they are equal? Ve'echad mehem kohen, and one of them is a kohen, mitzvah lahagdimo, so there's a mitzvah d'oraisa v'kidashto, where you're supposed to give the kohen precedence over everybody else for anything that involves an honor. He's the first one to do any dvar mitzvah. Now, further, v'imakohen am ha'oretz, what happens if the kohen is an am ha'oretz? So we said this is talking about a case of shavim. When is it that we are makdim the kohen? When they're equal. But what if they're not equal? If the kohen is an am ha'oretz, talmud chacham kodim lo. So the halacha is a talmud chacham comes before a kohen am ha'oretz. V'imakohen gam kein talmud chacham. Whereas, what if the kohen is also a talmud chacham? Elu shu pachas ben hasheni. The other one is a greater talmud chacham. The halacha is tov lahagdimo, although it's a good thing to be makdim him, aval ein chiyuv bedover. But there is no chiyuv of being mocked in the gadol, the kohen in that case. Further, v'im yesh imayhim balabayis hu botzea. Whereas if the balabayis is there, he is the botzea. Why is the balabayis botzea? Because he will be a tov ayin. He is the one that can, because it's his bread, it's right for him to give out large portions. Whereas for somebody else, it's not really derech eretz to go and do lots of chesed with other people's money. Va'afilu l'moreach gadol. Even if the oreach is somebody big, and he's bigger than the balabayas, the mechaber says that the balabayas comes first. He is the one. So it would sound as if he's the one that has to. Lamaisa, the minig seems to be that we are makdim somebody that is bigger, even to the balabayas. And others are mefakbek. Others say that no, that's not the right thing to do. The balabayas means the balasuda. So, for example, if you're talking about a restaurant, you don't call the restaurant owner to be botzea because he's not the balasuda. He's not paying for the suda. Similarly, if you have a case of somebody that is treating others to a meal in a restaurant, he becomes the Baal HaSuda and therefore the Baal HaBayis, and he is the one to be Botzeya. Says the Ramana, V'hamavarech yom etchila b'rshus morai v'rabosai. It is an inyan of anova to say b'rshus, that I'm doing this b'rshus, I wouldn't do this of my own account. Now the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that in a case where mi'ikar hadin, you're supposed to be makdim somebody else, but you decided to be makdim this person, and it's because you actually asked them rishus, you have to make sure that you don't just say rishus there, but you have to ask them. So say for example, if you have a kohen there, and for some reason you want someone else to bench. So that person has to ask the Kohen's Rishus, or someone has to ask the Kohen's Rishus. It's not enough to use the language of Bishus Kohenim if you didn't actually ask the Kohenim. When you're saying Bishus Kohenim, at that point it's a lie, they haven't given you Rishus yet. But generally, where there's no need to ask somebody else for Rishus, there it's just a matter of anava, of using language that is more modest, and you're saying Bishus, I'm not doing this on my own. Sif Tezvav. Ein ha-mesubin rashon litom ha-chidom ha-botzea. The mesubin are not supposed to eat, they're not supposed to put any food into their mouths until the botzea put food in his mouth. Mishnah Berurah brings a prima gadim who says that this is true even if everyone's making their own bracha. But so long as they're eating out of that same bread and he's giving out the pieces of bread, derech eretz is that they don't eat until he does. Says the Ramah, "Vol muter lo says the cholechot chelko kodem shiyochalhu vehem yantinu at shiyochalhu." He is allowed to give out the pieces to everybody. He can go and break bread for everybody. Then they'll all sit there and wait for him. He'll eat, and then they'll begin eating. Now this is the shita of the Ramah. However, the Taz and many others disagree with the Ramah. And their claim is, the reason why this is not a hefsik between the bracha and the achila is because it's a tzorach hasuda. Their claim is, this is not a tzorach hasuda, since it's also for everybody else to eat before he starts eating. How could you call this a tzorach hasuda? You're giving them pieces, but they can't eat them anyway. That's not called suda. They therefore hold it. First, he should take some in his mouth, then he could start passing out pieces to everybody else. V'im kol echad ochel mikikro ve'ein kulam skukim l'kikar shabiyada botzeya. Whereas if everybody's got their own bread in front of them, not just that they're all making their own brachas, but they have their own bread in front of them, rashoim litom kodim. There they are allowed to taste first because they don't really need his participation in the first place. Not only that, but even in a case where he's making the bracha and everybody has their own bread in front of them, the halacha is that they don't have to wait for him. They needed him for the bracha, but now that he said the bracha, they don't need him anymore, and they're allowed to eat before he does. V'im hu Shabbos, what happens if it's Shabbos, so even though they have bread in front of them, tzorach shiehe lefnei ha-mesubim lechem mishna chutz b'masha lefnei ha-botzeya. You need lechem mishna in front of everybody. Otherwise, they need the botzeya, in which case he has to be tohem first. Va'oz, only if each one has their own lecha mishnah, yurashoim litom kodem habatzeya. Then and only then are they allowed to eat before the mavorach eats. The halacha lecha mishnah, the Mishnah Berurah points out, is not only on Shabbos but it's on Yom Tov as well.